The UN Commission and its investigators are in Conakry to find out what happened when soldiers opened fire on opposition demonstrators September 28th. Human rights groups in Guinea say at least 157 people were killed, protesting the expected presidential candidacy of military ruler Captain Moussa Camara. The military government says 57 people were killed, most in the crush of people fleeing the main sports stadium. Captain Camara has expressed his profound sympathy for the families of those killed, but because he was not at the stadium, he says he's not responsible for the violence. Instead, he blames his political opponents and what he calls uncontrollable elements of the military. The UN Commission is working with the Ghanaian Organization of Human Rights, which has recorded 100 cases of rape on September 28th, including this woman, who spoke at the human rights headquarters before meeting with UN investigators.
Moi, étant une dame un peu d'âge avancé, j'ai été violée.
She says she was raped by red berets of the presidential guard. After the rape, she says they raped her again with the barrel of a gun. Since then, she cannot sit properly because she's still torn. She says nothing serious has been done to care for those who survived. She says some of her friends were raped by men wearing red berets with cowrie shells, red t-shirts, and striped pants. She says those men came to the stadium in a bus with long knives, hatchets, and bows and arrows. She says many of the women who were raped recognized their attackers, and she can give some of their names. Corinne Dufka heads investigations in West Africa for the U.S.-based Human Rights Watch. She says protecting the identity of witnesses will be one of the UN Commission's biggest challenges.
In fact, they can't ensure the security of those they're talking to. They can take measures to try to hide their identity and protect them. But ultimately, once they're gone, once they've packed up and left and have made their inquiry, then those witnesses are going to be vulnerable.
Dufka says true witness protection must have a state component, usually a witness protection unit within the police or Ministry of Justice, to ensure the safety of witnesses.
Obviously, that is not the case. So I think the protection of witnesses is going to be a key issue here.
Captain Camara and Guinea's ruling military council have pledged to cooperate fully with the UN investigation. Dufka says that means not interfering with commission members or following them to see who they're interviewing.
That means allowing them access into places that could be mass grave sites, that could be headquarters. That means giving them access to individuals who might have direct information about the inquiry. It also means giving them access to records that, you know, might shed some light on what happened.
Dufka says if mass graves are discovered, the military must allow UN forensic teams to exhume those bodies. While the commission's goals are to determine what happened, its recommendations will no doubt include holding accountable those responsible for the violence. In Guinea, Dufka says that's not so easy.
The problem is in Guinea you have a very weak judicial system, which is plagued by numerous different deficiencies, including corruption, lack of personnel, and now, since the CNDD came to power, with another challenge, which is the undue influence by members of the military over the judicial system. So that means that there's a justice vacuum in Guinea.
Commission members Mohamed Badawi, Francoise Karyamira, and Pramila Patton met with Captain Camara. They'll be in Guinea until next Friday. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.